And joining us now is Oregon State head coach Scott Ruick. Coach, if you would begin with a brief opening statement, and then we'll open it up for media.
Sure. All right. Well, I think just the general thought is it's just been an absolute joy to watch this team grow this year with so many new people in new places and two new assistant coaches and so much transition, you know, from a year ago, and to see them protect this culture and do everything the same way as been done before, with the same expectation. And you don't win this conference without an incredible will and a spirit of competitiveness and togetherness. And it starts at the top with Sydney and Gabby. And those two have just been absolutely magnificent in their roles, executing on and off the court, you know, and leading this team to, once again, incredible heights. And culminated this weekend with just an incredible weekend, and so they couldn't be more proud of what they've accomplished, and I think we're poised for a run here in this month.
And now we'll open it up for media.
If you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Percy Allen, Seattle Times.
Hey, Coach, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, do you feel like your team has, like, the bullseye on its back? And if so, how do you think they'll, like, respond to that pressure?
Yeah, I think it's interesting because we had new people, but we were a Final Four team, you know, going into this year. And so all throughout the non-conference, you know, there was that bullseye, even with the youth and the inexperience at several positions. And so that's the one thing I don't think people really have understood is this team is relatively new in a lot of places, or has been, and they had a lot of pressure on them from the beginning. And that's one of the most amazing parts of our year, in my opinion, is how they have handled that. And then going into conference, you know, we were picked fifth, I believe, and so there wasn't necessarily maybe the same pressure for, you know, we were the underdog going into that opening weekend. But after we beat Washington and then went down and swept the Bay, that all changed again. And then all of a sudden we were in the driver's seat. And so this team has played with that not only this year but last year. And so I think that's just part of the deal, and I think we're accustomed to it, and our leadership is, and they've done a great job helping our team manage, you know, some of that so-called pressure, you know. But like we say, pressure is a privilege, and I love how they've handled it, and I think that will continue.
Do you think that like you guys have like made that transition from – like a good team having a good run a year ago into now having that program now, like establishing a solid program?
Well, I hope so, you know, and certainly you have to have the talent to win, and I think we will continue to do that. I think the most important thing to the definition of program is your culture, and that's why I alluded to that is, you know, that's what you do every day and what your expectations are and how you handle problems and how you handle success, which is even tougher. And so all those things are in place, and that's consistency, you know, now that we've been here 7 years. And so I don't see that changing at all. And Sid and Gabby and Colby and Bree, although our fourth-year players this year, have done just an incredible job protecting that culture and carrying it forward and in some ways enhancing it, taking it to the next level. And so now it's up to the next group to do that. And I love who we have on our team right now that will be here next year moving forward to carry that on. So I think that's the definition of program. I don't think any of those things will change. Can't say we're going to win every game. Who knows, you know, but those things will be in place.
Yep. All right, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Ann Schatz, Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Scotty. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
You know, down the stretch, you guys – kind of showed you could win ugly sometimes. You could, you know, defensive battles, pull it out. So, you know, you're on the road against Colorado, not the prettiest, but your rebounding saves the day. Your defense saves the day. Big D against, you know, Stanford, obviously. Then you loosen up and score some points and get back to that free-flowing style a little bit against Cal. What do these wins prove to you in terms of the flexibility of your club and the ability to win ugly, win pretty, whatever, just win?
Yeah, I think it's funny. I saw a quote. I think it was Joe Maddon, the Cubs manager, not too long ago, where he said, "Not every night is an oil painting," you know, and that's true, isn't it? And so
yeah.
With this team, I think when I said will, that's what I mean, that there's a grit and a will to this team that they will do what it takes to find a way to win. And our leadership has had so much success within this conference that is their expectation. We know how to win. We're going to win. We're going to make the plays. And not every night has been beautiful if you love the offensive end, but it's because this defense is incredible. And I didn't know if we would be able to get to the level of last year's team. Certainly if Ruth back there a year ago, how do you replace that? You know, well, you replace it collectively and everybody has to rise. And this team's done it to the point where our numbers are almost identical to a year ago. And so defense is going to be there. We know that's our identity. They've committed to that. They've bought into that. Our younger players have who never have a clue how demanding the defensive end of the floor is until they get here, have now understood it and bought into it, and they see it as our identity as well. And so that's going to keep you in every game. And so there's nights where we haven't shot the ball real well or we haven't executed quite as well, but we've defended and we've been in every game because of it. And then we've gotten an incredible closer, you know, in Sid. And not only her, but we've seen, I mean, Bree maybe made the biggest basket of the game against Stanford. You know, then Marie comes in with an incredible offensive rebound. And so we have others stepping up now in those big moments and making plays. And so I think that's what it takes to win. You've got to be a great defensive team, and you've got to have scoring from multiple places. And those things are there for us.
Hey, Coach, that's all the time we have for you this morning. Thanks for joining us.
You bet. Thank you.